Welcome this morning, Billy. How you doing?
I'm good, Scott. You?
Well, why did you pick Hope High School?
I wanted to pick an inner city team because these are the kids that no one knows what to do with. These are the kids that society has no answer for. And they're Trayvon Martin. They're the kids with the hoodies on walking around downtown Providence, and people see them on one side of the street, they walk to the other. Going in is like, who are these kids? And I thought that basketball was a great vehicle, and I could follow them through a season, and the coaches gave me permission to do that, and that's how it started.
It's a really wonderful book, and I found both change and continuity in this work. You know, basketball's long been a fulcrum for assimilating immigrants. Their names were once Egan, Palazzi, and Shays. Now the surnames are likely to be Liberian. How does this ethnic waltz resonate in your book?
Oh, it's the central part of it. Again, these are the kids that they are inner-city kids. They are in every city in the country, not just Providence, Rhode Island. They're the kids that society really has no answers for. It's why Black Lives Matter started. These are the issues that I was like interested in, and the team became a way to see how those things played out every day. And I went to practice every day, and I rode the buses with them and got to know them. And the whole thing is like, who are these kids, and what do they dream, basically?
And it's wonderful because there's a timelessness to this book and to basketball itself. It's still about melding kids into a team, despite the different ethnic groups, different levels of class and social division. It's still about getting a bunch of different egos and kids to play together.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what sports are about. And I had a coach who had been there for 24 years and who has dealt with these kids for decades. But it's a little rough around the edges now. It's a little more raw. We're dealing with poverty. We're dealing with, I think of the kids I dealt with, roughly a dozen. Two had fathers living in the same house with them. These kids are under a lot of pressure. They're being attacked from a lot of different directions. A school that is broken, it's old and no longer works. It's not a neighborhood school anymore. You got kids coming from South Providence to Hope every single day. When I would come back from a game with them, it'd be 10:30 at night, freezing cold. There's never any cars there. There are no parents to pick them up. There are no cars to drive home in. And it's difficult. There's nothing easy about it.
You know, the central character in this book is wonderful. It's a coach named Dave Nyblom, whom you describe as a swamp Yankee who makes the trip each day from his home and family in South Kingstown to coach at this inner city school, Hope High School in Providence. What are the motivations of this remarkable man?
I think Nyblom loves it. Over the years, he's had kids stay with him. He gives them rides. It's not just a job, because nobody would do that.
Right.
It's coaching, it's kids, it's a passion for it, it's the game. He's what we would all like to be in a better life.
I was really taken by a story where one of his star players was smoking marijuana, and basically he brought his mother in, he brought the whole coaching staff in to have a talk with him. Basically, you're off the team, even though you're my best, highest scorer. You're off the team if you don't stop this behavior.
I don't think that you can coach anywhere in an inner city environment now and not be very cognizant of all the pressures that surround these kids.
I mean, some of these players are so poor, the coaches have to use their own money to buy something as basic as food. I'm assuming this isn't the case in suburban schools, such as in your hometown of Barrington. It seems like a society of haves, have-mores, and have-nots has reached even public high school basketball.
Oh, no question. And again, this is not just a story of Providence, Rhode Island. This is in every inner city high school in America, the same issues. And you have kids who have come in from different parts of the world. You have kids who often have fathers not in their lives. You have poverty. You have different cultures and all thrown together. And the one common denominator is basketball. But to be on a team, you have to be able to deal with other people, to deal with criticism, to deal with coaching. And these things are often kind of foreign concepts.
You know, I was saddened by reading this book and realizing that there's competitive high school games with some of our state's best players drawing just a few hundred fans here. This certainly wasn't the case when we were growing up, when the Friday night pride of the factory towns were played out in sweaty gyms jammed to the rafters. What's happened?
What's happened is we've lost any kind of sense of community.
Is there competition from televised sports part of this?
Of course. It's televised sports. It's the perception that these things don't matter. It's the perception of people in a neighborhood where these are not our kids. They're non-white. They come from other parts of the city.
You even had a couple of kids here from Liberian refugee camps, as I recall.
Two kids had spent part of their childhoods in refugee camps.
As this book goes on, it starts to read like Hoosiers, that famous film. And I could just tell that you fell in love with this team. When did that happen?
By about the third day.
Really?
Well, basketball is basketball. Kids are kids. I've been a coach. I grew up playing basketball. I've been around the game my entire life. Take away the background and the color and all of the obvious things, and there are kids who want to play basketball. So that takes on its own reality after a while.
Your love of basketball comes through in this book, and it wasn't so much a journalistic, objective look at a team, but your heart is really in this book.
Well, it's funny. I've done two of these types of books. I followed a team.
Fall River Dreams,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 20 years ago. And there's no way in the world I can be around a team for more than 15 minutes, and eventually I'm going to get connected to it. I'm going to get connected to some of the people. I'm going to root for them. I want them to do well. Your objectivity as a reporter lasts about 10 minutes.
Bill Reynolds, thank you so, so much. The book is A Hope, A School, A Team, A Dream. Bill Reynolds' latest book about Hope High School basketball. He spent the winter with the team in Providence. It's a wonderful read. Thank you for coming in today, Billy.
Thank you, Scott.